Welcome back to the Vinland Chronicles, a Vinland Saga podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Jeff.
I'm Ronnie.
And today, what we're covering is Season 2, Episode 7, Iron Feast Kettle.
Yep. That's right. I thought this episode, I mean, wow, I guess to summarize it, Kettle is just, what a big softy, huh?
Wow, you said it at the beginning of this season. You were like, I can't believe this guy's this good. There's got to be something up with him. No, he's legitimately a softy.
No. There is something up with him. He's a big old softy.
He is. He's probably too soft, I would argue.
Well, here's the thing. If they wanted me to see that he was too soft, this was a bad way to do it, because in this instance that we're getting ready to see, in my eyes, he's so clearly in the right and doing it the right way. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'll talk to you later on about how he should have at least taken one limb, if you know what I mean.
I'm sure you will. We'll get into it.
Let's just get right on into it. So we start off with Snake and his crew. They've got some footprints they've been tracking down. It's at night. They're doing their nightly routines, I should say. And you can tell that it was two sets of tracks, so they've narrowed it down to that.
Really good work here, guys.
Yeah. All that's missing, though, is a little dried up meat and a bag of flour.
Mr. What was the guy's name again?
Sverkel.
I mean, he's so right. Yeah, in this sense. I think Snake's right in the larger point where they are very vulnerable and stuff could happen, but the idea that there's like eight of these guys like tracking down these two trails, especially when we learn whose trail they belong to.
Yeah.
It's just funny.
Right. We're paying these guys to stop these two.
Yeah.
Who took one bag of flour and some meat.
You got six guys at 2 a.m. walking around with torches talking about two trails, and then it leads to a six-year-old. Severical's point's just on the money.
Yeah. He decides with his men, though, that they must be punished, whoever it is, and then we go straight into the OP.
This was a good, changing my expectations, because as soon as I saw this, like, I remember last episode, the way it ended, I was going, oh boy, trouble's on the horizon. So I thought they like jumped right into it this episode. I'm like, oh boy, who's already starting to infiltrate? This is just the small part of a big thing to come. But no, it's still just like,
well, we don't know. These little kids, they could be onto something. So we get just a beautiful farm morning. I mean, it is lovely. I would love to stay at this place. I don't want to be a slave, but I don't think Thorfinn and Einar's gig is that bad at all.
Well, yeah, it doesn't even really make sense. That's part of Kettle's bad business plan, is like, there's nothing stopping these guys, I don't think, from just chilling for the rest of eternity.
Yeah, but that's the thing, though. He played it so perfect by telling them, the quicker you get this done, the quicker you sell me this wheat, you're free.
Yeah, but what, like, Thorfinn, if you asked him, hey, what would you do if you were free? It might just be this. So you just got to hope that they don't, like, lay awake one night being like, you know what? Other than the only thing that they've got going for them that seems shitty is the food situation.
Yeah.
Because they've got each other as like a friend group. I mean, don't get me wrong, it's not bad, but they could very easily, I think 2 years in, you start thinking about it and you go, what would I do if I didn't do it? And you go, oh, I'm just going to take my time.
Yeah. Well, and then too, even if they do finish it, they're like, why don't I just keep doing, we'll just work for you. We just won't be considered slaves.
Yeah.
Kind of like Patir did.
Yeah, outside of it doesn't seem like a very easy thing to court a woman around here, no food, and they get looked down upon on the retainers. Other than that, like, pretty sweet slave gig.
Yeah, the no woman situation's a little tough, but...
Well, we've been doing it for 28 years. We could do it.
Speaking of no women, we've got Einar, and I'm going to go ahead and say her name. Do you want me to?
Yeah, say it.
They didn't say it this episode, did
That's
they?
That's okay. Go ahead and say it.
The lovely Arnade.
Well, her name's not the lovely.
Arnaid. So it's, I'll give you the spelling and I'll let you pronounce it. Me and you sometimes differ in our pronunciation. Arnheid.
Why did they do that? You said what?
Arnheid. Arnheid.
That's what you said the first time?
Arnheid. You could just say Arnheid, yeah.
Sure.
I mean.
I mean, they beat me down, man. I've got no passion anymore for how to say the names.
I can't believe
it's crazy that not a single one. Snake is the only person that they've introduced where I've been like, all right, well, that's how you say that.
Badger, come on.
Yeah, but he didn't count.
You're talking about important people.
Anyone who's not named an animal, how about that?
Snake?
He's an animal.
So yeah, then
I know, I changed it, and then you threw Badger at me.
Okay.
Initially, I was doing like a main character thing, then you threw Badger at me, so then I was like, all right, just forget everyone who's named an animal.
Okay. Yeah, I can't believe you called this lady ugly. I think she looks gorgeous on this morning.
Did not call her ugly. You
said
just,
mid. Is that what you said?
I said, yeah. For not being, let me think about exactly what I said. You went, she's gorgeous.
She looks damn gorgeous this morning.
For a slave, she's doing very
well. Whoa. Okay.
I mean, is it not a sliding scale slave? It's not their fault, but
I would think for a slave, she is. Yeah, she's a 10 out of 10 for a slave.
That's
she's
what
still
I'm,
even if she's not a slave, she's still an 8 out of 10.
She's a 6.
Whoa, no, you're taking it too far.
She's
dude.
A 6.
Whoever this author is, I think he draws a fine young woman.
She seems lovely. Don't get me wrong. And I think I even said the other day, I would love to court her. She's like still probably a little ahead of my.
Yeah, well,
league.
Go ahead and tell her she's a 6 whenever you're courting her. And let me know how she reacts to that.
I mean,
you're going to lie. Just say you'll lie. What are you going to say to her if she said,
I'm
going to
say she's the most beautiful woman I've ever met. On or off a slave plantation.
And see, this is why you can't lie to women. That's why you don't have a woman.
And
right
she'll
now.
Still break my heart and, you know, it's fine. Yeah. I'm just a realist. That's what I'm doing. I'm keeping it real.
Break your heart for the master. If you know what I mean.
Because here's the thing. If every time a girl is on screen and you lose your mind over it, then we start disrespecting the Helgas on the screen.
I think she's hotter than Helga.
Okay, Chad.
I'm just saying, man. Helga, I would rather Helga raise my kids. Arnheid.
Why? Why?
Because she's a fantastic mother.
Yes, she did a great job with Thorfinn.
She didn't do that. That was Thor's fault, let's be honest. All right, so she's telling Einar and Thorfinn that it's incredible how much the old master likes them. And she has to remind them in this moment, y'all are both slaves, and he is literally eating dinner with you and giving you, lending you a horse, yada, yada.
No comment from you, like, getting the full... The first full episode with these goatees on these guys. You just dig them or what?
I mean, I'm not going to lie. I dig Einar's. Not a big fan of Thorfinn's.
Okay.
I think it actually somewhat fits Einar.
Yeah, and it's, yeah.
Not saying I wouldn't rock it personally, but I think it fits him way more than Thorfinn.
It does. If we had been introduced to him and he was rocking it like that, we wouldn't have thought anything of it, but growing it out was astonishing. But it's different for, like, if we had met Thorfinn's character at that age, the age he is now, and he was already rocking that, he was just like a side character, we would still be laughing about it.
Yes.
So your point's well taken.
Also, too, I feel like Thorfinn, just now that he's got a best buddy, he didn't know how to grow his facial hair, like in what direction, and he just followed Einar's direction.
It is funny, like, was one of them not like, hey, why did you just do exactly what I did? Or was it a Ronnie Chat situation where they're like, dude, screw it. Yeah. We're just on this, just me and you, brother. Here we are cutting down trees. Let's just grow goatees. Fuck it. Yeah. Get ripped.
Now, they need to be careful. This seems like it's fallen into the P. Diddy, Usher, Meek Mill dilemma.
But. Yep. Chad is very in the news.
So he's almost forgot.
P. Diddy's and very in much other men.
They normally don't pay people back for work that are slaves, is what this. Young lady saying, basically she's saying the old man doesn't owe you anything. Even if you did chores for him, you are a slave. He is just being very nice to you.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you're not even his slave, which is even the funniest part about it. But yeah, literally, they have it so good on this farm that they forget that they're slaves sometimes. If it wasn't for the retainers, like, saying something and not giving them enough food, they would almost complete, I would say, completely forget about
it. Well, and you're grouping them together, which, to a certain extent, yes, but it's mostly Einar.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we saw how Thorfinn was operating before he got here, and I think he was just, Thorfinn just doesn't say anything.
Very quiet.
It's like he's got no attitude as far as, oh, things are going really well, or this is a really tough situation. He just does whatever.
Right, and
I still don't know how he's how he's here and why he's here.
She has a... Wait, what do you mean how he's here?
It's just why. Why is he here?
You're saying because he could leave anytime he wants?
Yes.
Yeah, but where's he going to go?
Anywhere.
That's the thing. Is it basically he just gave up on life? Yeah,
okay.
But now his bestie's here.
When you have... Yeah, sure, now. When you have skills that he has, and this time, you have the entire world at your fingertips as long as you don't go into somewhere that's got like a big army where you can be outnumbered.
Do you think he could take on Snake and the crew?
Yes. Definitely the crew. When you add Snake into it, I'm still a little side-eyeing Snake. I don't know what he's all capable of, but the rest, I'm sure.
Okay. What about, well, the character we get later on, too? They all...
That guy, maybe not. But that guy also might just be like a big talk.
More on that guy later.
Yeah. He reminded me a lot of you.
Because he was like ripped, or the cool scar on his face.
Yeah, just a little obnoxious.
So Arnhage, she has a cute ass giggle when Einar realizes that he's a slave and tells Einar that he's a really good person, that he just doesn't realize it. Thorfinn then leaves because Einar, this just gets him so embarrassed. He doesn't talk to women. He's kind of like me and you.
Mm-hmm.
So in this situation right here, he is just blushing to high heavens.
Right. Yeah, I mean, of course, it's a natural response.
And I was wondering if you had a comment on me saying to high heavens or anything, but you didn't, so.
I think I said something lame like that earlier, so that's why I let you slide.
Okay. He then tells Arnhei, too, that Thorfinn's actually a really good guy. He's just very quiet. And she doesn't even have, she just knows. She's like, yeah, I can tell. He's good. And I'm like, okay.
So you're already side-eyeing her?
Well,
that what's going on?
If only you knew the true Thorfinn, you know?
Oh, okay.
I guess he is a good person. He's done bad things, but that doesn't make him a bad person, right?
Yeah, he's a, what is it called? He's a victim of his upbringing. Or his situation.
I guess
situation.
You can almost say that about most bad people, but...
He's a product of his environment.
Arnhei then has to leave to take care of the mistress, but even tells Einar she looks forward to every morning that they talk. And of course, Einar's thinking he is just rizzed up this lady. He's like, I'm in there. I'm totally in there. As soon as she gets back to the mistress, though, she gets slapped very hard because she was chatting and not getting breakfast ready.
And okay, I have a... It's not a good spot to be in what I'm getting ready to do. But I thought about it, and what do? I keep it real. She kind of...
She kind of deserved it.
She kind of deserved it. Because, like, the place overall seems pretty chill. They didn't go, like, hunting her down or whatever. She just showed up, and it's like, hey, bitch, you got a job. Like, get breakfast ready, then go chat. What are you doing? And that's not... It's kind of like...
It's a bad look, because I'm sure her morning routine, I think, is the washing of the face.
Right.
But she stayed here way too long.
Yeah. Well, it's just like...
And also, I think this old hag is a little jealous of her.
Yeah, and I mean, times are different. It's not like you can write her up and three strikes, she's right. out. You just got to give her a little slap across the cheek. She knows she did wrong. Yeah.
But I do think this old hag, though, she's just like, this cute girl talking to, just all could mad about be. It. Especially what we see at the end of this episode.
Okay. But at the same time, like Arnhade, whatever you were saying, she might be like, oh, worth it. That's a very real possibility too.
Yeah, she's got to prepare because the master is about to return and he's got a guest. So later we get more farm lessons with Einar. He's showing Thorfinn wheat and, you know, just the little sprouts that are coming about the soil. And Thorfinn is just in absolute amazement.
Farmer Thorfinn.
I mean, it's so funny seeing him like this over such little things, but I guess he's been so bored for however long he's been here. This has given him something to look forward to.
Well, I mean, not even since he's been here. I just think this is legitimately the first time we've ever seen Thorfinn, like, find a hobby.
Yeah.
That, like, he actually is interested in
besides killing
himself.
People.
But that's, I don't consider that a hobby.
His hobby was going
that,
after.
That goes back okay. to, like, him being, like, him having to do that and then just getting really good at it. I never saw him be like, oh, super enjoyed doing that.
Yeah.
Just like wanting to do that in his free time. It was all purely based off revenge. I mean, as a very little kid when he was on Iceland, I guess that was kind of, but I mean, the hobbies that you have as a kid and
well,
when you grow
especially
up,
at six,
completely
yeah.
different things. Yeah.
So young then.
That's not, your hobbies are very impressionable then.
So Einar,
like you acted like you liked Power Rangers just because you wanted me to think you were cool. Funny thing is, Funny thing is, I saw through you the whole time, but I did think that you liked Power Rangers.
Love Ninja Turtles. Power Rangers wasn't a fan of, but I didn't want to break your heart, so I acted like I really liked them.
Name the four Ninja Turtles.
Donatello, Leonardo, Leo da Vinci. No, sorry. Donatello, Leonardo.
Yep. Yep.
Hold on.
There you go, people.
They're coming, guys.
That's
coming
how much you loved them.
Michelangelo.
Okay.
Donatello, Leonardo.
Yeah, you really loved them.
Donatello's the purple one. I always played him in the games, even though he's not even the cool one.
Yeah, saw every episode.
Michelangelo, orange. Blue is Leonardo.
Yep.
What is the other color?
Red.
Red is, what is his name? He's got the two swords, right?
Yeah, like the two daggers.
Two daggers.
Raphael.
How did I forget Raphael?
Don't know. It was your favorite.
He was my least favorite.
You want me to name the Power Rangers? Red, blue, pink, yellow, black, then a white / green.
Name the doctor in Lilo and Stitch. All right. So he talks about buying their freedom back. He's trying to hype Thorfinn up. And then he even wonders if Arnhade has the same deal as them to where she can buy back her freedom. Einar gets on his knees and starts praying the most aggressive prayer I've ever seen to the point where I don't know if he's even being serious right here, if he's just messing with Thorfinn. It's so aggressive. It's so
aggressive and there's no structure to it. Like, because Thorfinn's like, well, wait, I don't know, like, how, like, what do I do? And he goes, it doesn't matter. Just pick a god.
Yeah.
So it's like, so you're kind of admitting that you don't even know if your god is the one real god. You just need him praying.
Yeah. Just, I guess the act of just being right there is what's gonna get
it going.
He's just
like covering all his bases.
But yeah, this will get him out of his shell. Maybe this is him just trying to get Thorfinn to just stop being such a quiet guy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. This is good for him, though. He starts doing it. We even have a bear. I don't know why I said bear moose, but we have a bear moose looking at them doing this.
It's a really big moose.
I was thinking in this moment with this bear moose there,
yeah.
Would you not try to hunt it if you were them? And maybe eat it, or are they just like, that's too much?
I feel like that might be like one thing that would get them in trouble. If they're like, hey, you're two guys, you can't just go like hunt down a moose. Like you don't have anywhere to like keep the meat.
That is true.
He's like, you guys live in a shed, you know?
So after that,
because also the second they, first of all, I'm seeing it now. That's not a moose.
What is it?
I mean, maybe like a...
I legit have it. I don't know why it's in my notes as bear moose. but that's what it's in there as.
It is kind of weird because it's not a deer, but it's got antler, like maybe a weird elk. I don't know.
That's probably what it is. Is an elk, some type of elk. Where are they at? They're in Denmark. I don't really know the
kind of a strange creature. Yeah.
Yeah. So we go to Iron Fist Kettle, and he's with his son Thorgil. This dude, if we're going off physiognomy, he just looks like a freaking Viking beast. He really does.
Too blonde. I don't like my Viking beast blonde.
So Thorkell, yeah, that makes total sense. Thorkell's blonder, but...
Okay, first of all, Thorkell's not... This guy's as blonde as you get.
I think Thorkell's because it's all the way practically around. Yellow.
I'm just, okay, you take them, I'll take Thor's.
He's dead, so you can have him.
Well, they're all dead now. This is thousands of years ago.
But he's even making fun of his little brother, Olmar.
That I was down with.
I mean, yeah, it's too easy to make fun of him. Kettle says that he's not fit for battle, which is very accurate, as we all can see. But Thorgil mentions that the battlefield changes people, though, and says it even changed King Canute. So this guy apparently has been fighting with Canute, I guess?
Yeah, I think that that's...
He's part of
that
Canute's
only makes
arm.
Sense because we know that Ketil was giving grain and stuff, just giving all the farming stuff to, or the harvest
to Harold,
to his brother Harold. So yeah, I guess that just kind of the legend of Canute is going through the back channels of conversation and it's growing.
Okay. He's changed a lot since war and he's now a proper general. Ketil, he kind of hears that and he's like, Canute? And doesn't really think much of it.
Because, I mean, general, sure, that's one thing, but I also don't think... Like, this guy has some Thorkell in him, where if he saw Canute, there's no way he'd be, like, respecting him or talking about him the way that he kind of alludes to, I feel like. I feel like he'd just kind of laugh him off.
Right. So, Kettle seems super against sending Olmar to the battlefield, and... Just then, they start to talk about that, but Snake shows up. And he talks to Thorgil, welcoming him back. We learn that Snake was actually the guy that trained Thorgil. And, oh, I thought you were going to say something. But yeah, Thorgil, I mean, he really does. Olmar is just a, how much older do you think?
Well, that's what I was going to say, is he, I don't understand how this went so wrong, because initially I was going to say that Ketil, he really screwed up. Like, he, for whatever reason, really nice guy, but he did not do a good job parenting these boys, because one of them's a crazy person and another one's a crazy person who also knows how to fight.
Yeah, and it's like...
And he, like, doesn't know how it happened, which I understand. He was probably off at war a lot, too, when they were really growing up. But then it seems like Snake has like a little bit of a clue, right?
Yeah, well, the fact that Snake like trained Thorgil, it was like Thorgil probably wanted to really do this since a kid and was trained by Snake, who's obviously a skilled guy.
Yeah.
And Olmar is like lying about wanting, we know Olmar is just kind of a, he's kind of a bitch. And I feel like he just wants to do it because he's trying to be rebellious. Yeah, he's supposed to. He wants to be rebellious.
Okay.
And, yeah, Snake probably sees right through that.
But, I mean, that was shocking because I didn't take Snake to be that old or this guy to be that young. I don't know which way you want to put it, but...
Yeah, I guess back in the Vikings time, he could literally be, like, 20 years old. He just looks like he's 30.
Yeah.
So, and Snake is probably, what, early 30s? Mid-30s?
Yeah, but see right there, if you do it that way, it doesn't make sense, because what, Snake was training this guy when he was...
I mean, it could have been like, I mean, how long has he been gone? We don't know that either. He could have just trained him for a couple years.
Yeah, that's true.
Snake
kids.
Yeah, Snake mentions that they do have two little kids who are thieves. We caught them, and you got to see what's going on, because we got to give them a proper punishment. These poor kids, though, man, that, like you said, one of them's like 6 and the other one's probably like 11 or 12.
Yeah.
The older boy at least seems to be like very defensive of his sister and wants to protect her, though.
Respect.
So we go to the dinner table, which Arnhade has prepared for everyone. They said breakfast. I feel like this is dinner time now.
Well,
so
more of a brunch or something.
Yeah, yeah, this is where, though, we see the incredible meal. And Ronnie, I want you to lay out what we got going
on here. Oh, boy. Well, it looks like a lot of undercooked meats on the initial...
Oh, yeah.
on the initial glance. Now, here's the thing about undercooked meats, Chad. I know that you're like, oh, God, yeah, just run a flashlight over a steak. That's the way I like it. I'll eat ground beef raw because I'm so one with nature.
No,
I'm a carnivore. But here's what I don't... What do you think of just not cooked pork? Because that's
ooh,
what
ooh, that's disgusting.
That's what we got going on here.
It's not cooked or it's lightly cooked?
I mean, if it's cooked, it's boiled, which is... Should be an... A felony. Should be a felony.
To boil pork?
If you boil pork.
Now, I will say, though, their pork is probably a little bit more feasible to eat like that than now a modern pork.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like there's no char markings on it. It's just all very pale. In this time, sure, it looks like a good feast. They do have some sort of chicken or turkey there. That almost looks like it got fried. How they pulled that off with all this other stuff, I don't know. Thorgal, he's also eating ribs, and he's eating them in a really crazy, dangerous way. Like, it looks like he just took a big chomp out of one side and just, like, hoped that he didn't get a bone, which is, you know... That's one way to do it, I guess. But are you a big rib guy? I never hear you talk about ribs.
I don't eat them that often. I do have some ribs I need to smoke, but I don't have a smoker, so yeah. I've got to take them.
And ribs are one of those things, like, every time I've, well, not every time, most of the time I have them, I'm like, oh, wow, very good. But it kind of falls into, like, the place where I am with traditional wings, where it's like, if I got a menu in front of me, I'm just going in another direction because it's like too much work and there's bone maintenance that needs to happen. Very messy. I can't like grab my water because I got sauce all over it. So I don't get them a whole lot.
I very rarely get it, but like you said, every time I get it, it's so damn good.
It's good stuff.
Oh,
yeah.
So good. But yeah, Thorgal, that's just the Viking. Thorgal, Thorkel, they all just, I don't know why everybody starts with Thor. They all just eat the shit out of.
And the funniest part is just the basket of apples on the table. It's like, don't get me wrong. You know, maybe they have that for a snack later and it's a great treat. But these are a bunch of menly men getting their protein in. Get the apples off the table. We'll get them for a snack later. They have a chain link of sausages that has to be at least 100 of them. And then they're like, oh, yeah, and then also throw 6 apples on the table.
Yeah. So Thorgal's talking about battle and how after it's done, you know, you've got to buy the women. You've got to spoil, you know, pillage the village. And then people kill each other over the women. It's just it's not a very good thing, but he's talking about it like it is so cool. Olmar's just such a normal dude, though. You could tell he does not like the sound of that, but he's trying to be cool with it and act like he is some type of warrior.
He tries to sneak a sip to kind of stay out of the conversation. But yeah.
He's then gifted a necklace, though, by Thorgal, which is a very nice gesture from his brother. But it actually turns out to be a bunch of ears of Englishmen that he killed, all on a necklace.
Gross.
This guy's crazy.
Yeah, and it's just a really bad gift.
It's a terrible gift. Was this just a prank for his brother? Like, what was it?
It's such an elaborate prank to be cutting off guys' ears for so long of every single person you killed and looping them through a necklace.
Just to prank your brother?
Just to give it to your brother. I mean, what does he do with it, you think?
Obviously, he doesn't wear it. I don't know.
Because if he's a true little brother, he knows that you can't throw it away or else you're in more trouble. Because if I'm, first of all, I would never do it, but if I put myself in the footsteps of someone who like cuts off ears of the guys that I've slain and then gives it to Travis, I think it would be, obviously it's funny if he's like, oh, gross, what am I doing with this? Like, that's funny. But if I come back 2 weeks later and I go, hey, where's the ear necklace? And he goes, I threw it out. there will be such a real rage inside of me that he's definitely getting punched in the gut.
Yeah. He's got to keep it somewhere. He says, though, that they are sons of Iron Fist Kettle, a legend when he was young. He'd even fight barehanded after he, you know, used up all of his weapons and was one of the most accomplished fighters on the battlefield. Thorgal even talks to veterans who bring up this legend of Iron Fist Kettle. And Kettle, when they're saying this, he just seems very uninterested in talking about it.
You can't get out of the conversation quick enough.
But that's when the attention then turns to the two youngins. And he asks for their names with a smile, and their names end up being Stuart and Thora.
Thora, that's got to be how you say it. Another Thor name, get out of fucking town. And then Stuart. Yeah, I don't know.
Stuart.
That was the only reason I was hoping they killed him.
Yeah, besides these two, the family just consists of a mother and a baby, but the mother is sick in bed and the father is missing. So Snorri is the dad, according to the kid.
Sounds like one of the seven dwarfs.
And he left to go get milk and never came back last year.
Yeah, went for a pack of cigs.
Whoa, you sound like you just smoked a pack of cigs.
I know, there's something in my throat right now.
Patir ends up knowing who it is and says that it's a guy that owes Kettle money on the land that he rented. Thorgal then says, oh, he must be dead. But the kid gets so irritated and says, no, he just went to go get milk. He'll be right back.
Yeah, that's tough because this kid seems pretty with it. Like, he seems pretty smart for his age. Except he did let him get caught, so. But that's just one thing he's not ready to admit.
Right.
He's still too innocent.
He's too innocent, but we go to Kettle, who is thinking in his own head. He's even starting to tear up about how sad this situation is. And it really is a terrible situation. This little kid is just trying to help out his family.
He's
obviously in terrible need.
And the eyes watering, that's one thing, but the man's nose is as bright red as Rudolph's. He could have been piloting Santa's sleigh, and no one picked up on the fact that Iron Fist Kettle wasn't as just thick-skulled as they thought.
Just an absolute little softy at heart. These kids confessed to stealing one bag of flour, and this is...
We gotta fucking go.
Give me a limb. Snake did kind of threaten him the way he did it. I don't know. I mean, is he just so bored that he has no one to do anything to that he had to do this? Like, what do you think of Snake right here?
Yeah, it's not a good look because, like, he literally goes through so much work. He's just been so bored the past few weeks, like you said, that this was his first opportunity. He catches the kids. They go back to the house to get the mom. Then there's this whole, like, pouring sand out of a bag technique is, like, stupidest timed use of time I've ever heard. Like, what if we were lived back in there? Like, instead of telling Travis, hey, go get me a cup of water, I'll time you. I was like, hey, go get me a cup of water. I'm going to pour sand out of this bag. Let's see how much is left when you get back. It's ridiculous. He's going way too overboard.
He is. And I think it is. He just doesn't have anything to do at night. The old man's gotten to his head, and this is his way of entertaining himself.
Like, what do you do? Say you're the owner of this farm, okay? This exact situation happens. I bring it to your attention.
I do exactly what happens in the end.
Really?
Yeah, you have to give the kid some beatings.
With a giant wooden stick.
Yeah, it would only be a couple.
And you let a Viking god hit him with his full strength.
Now that kind of is taking it too far, but I would give him 5 normal hits.
Okay, well, what about the girl?
No, I would just be like,
she was
along for the ride.
She was there. She didn't add or take anything away from the adventure.
If y'all do it again, both of you are getting
beat. As far as you're concerned, you're just looking at one kid.
Yes.
She's not even there. I think that's fair.
That's fair, because she's so young.
I kept waiting for them to say that, being like, well, she's clearly just here because she was dragged along for the ride.
Yeah.
She's got no clue what's going on.
Thorgal says it's simple, though. One arm off. It's so simple.
One arm off. The kids are 6 and 10.
Yeah, the kid says he'll accept his sister's punishment. And so Thorgil's like, all right, he'll take both arms off then. I mean, just such a savage. I mean, does he really mean this? I know he's a Viking and stuff, but how could you just so easily take off the arm of a kid? Be like, oh, they took a bag of flour.
Because he hasn't even like slowed down to think about like, oh, hey, this kid grew up in a different circumstance than me.
Yeah.
I was being taught how to use a sword by Snake. This guy lives in like a little cot that he's renting from my father, and his dad went to go get milk, and now he's dead.
Yeah. Never came back.
Now, you know, maybe the wife should stop having so many kids. They're not making rent.
I agree with that. She's sick, too, so stop having them. Ketil looks at his son, though, and he cannot even believe that this is his own son. He's horrifying. And that's not a good look. When you're a dad of somebody and that your son scares you like that, that's not the best look.
Well, that's what's weird about their relationship. Like, I can buy the fact that Thorgil's gone so far off of, like, what Ketil remembered, because doing the things that they're doing in war, like pillaging, all that stuff, that could really change a guy. But it's just so weird that Thorgil doesn't know his dad enough to be like, hey, he might not be cool with this. It's got to just be that they barely even know each other. Like, their time of they've spent together just did not intersect as much as you would think, yeah, being a father and son.
Well, he's probably too worried about being a master, having everything set up, so he would rarely see him.
Well, yeah, it's like he just never, like, they never actually even talked, and everything that Thorgil knows about him is purely based off the legend that he knows of Iron Fist Ketil. Yeah, Patir is the guy we need.
Yeah, Patir bails him out, speaks up. He recommends hiring the entire family to work on the farm to repay everything back. Keith Sadies.
Hey, Patir does have a little Keith in him.
Yeah, he does.
He's just not as much of a hard ass.
Ketil couldn't agree more, though, with what Patir's saying.
Yeah, that's what I would do. Like, just do what Patir said. It's like...
But then Patir says, but I still think a beating is a good punishment.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think he meant 10 flogs or whatever they call it.
Why did Ketil, so that we get to the beating, Ketil says 5, and then he goes, no, 10. Like, he, did you notice that?
Yeah, right. Well, at some point they were both getting 5. Then the kid says, I'll take.
Ketil goes 5, 10. And so then the kid has to take 20 because he's taking his sister's. He
does take 20.
I don't know why he changes it from 5 to 10 because he's probably like, oh, 5 is too soft.
Yeah, he was like, oh, if I say 5, they're all going to look at me crazy. Yeah. So then he yelled 10. just have the kids work on the farm. Yes. They won't steal the flour.
So the kid's now taking 20 strikes. Thorgil, of course, absolutely loves this. Snake gives it to Thorgil, and the beating begins. The first hit is way too hard.
Too hard, man.
That's when Ketil gets it, and he has to do the rest himself. But now Snake did say, take it easy on him. You're way too hard on these things. Don't hit him in the face. But then we see the kid after the beating that Ketil gives, and he's got bruises all over his face.
Well, yeah, they're hitting him with a stick that was holding an axe together. So, like,
I know, but he specifically told Thorgil to not hit him in the face, but then Ketil does hit him in the face. I'm so confused by that. It's not the nicest thing.
Oh, yeah, you're saying, like, the bumps and bruises on the face.
Yeah, on his face.
Well, and it might could be, like, a kid overthinking it. Like, what if Ketil was just going to hit him, you know, on the, like, the side, but he's like,
flinching.
Kinda, and he was, like, flinching into it. And you'd be like, oh, you idiot. And then you start like trying to, then you start to game plan that he's going to do that. So you aim at his face thinking you're going to hit his side, and then he doesn't move that time. You just hit him in the face. Yeah. It's really tough to dole out punishment.
I mean, poor Ketil though. He didn't even want to punish these people. Now he's having to beat this kid. We see later that night though that he goes to bed, and we learn that the Iron Fist Ketil stuff is all a lie. He's Norse, but he just isn't that tough, is basically what he's saying. He's got to act tough, though, because he is Norse. He's got a head in a woman's lap, just letting everything out to her. He's not holding anything back.
So how did he sneak this by them? That's what I don't understand.
Sneak what by?
The whole Iron Fist Kettle then thing. They don't say, right?
They don't say.
I mean, he admits to being a coward.
I mean, I think just he's been such a cool master on the farm. They don't really say who. To put it this way, they don't say other than Thorgel who actually is buying it.
But that's what's weird. Thorgel mentions it so many times that it's like the kind of energy that you imagine he's like at war. And anyone that's like older than him is like, yeah, my dad is Iron Fist Kettle. And he's acting like they're like, oh, your dad is the Iron Fist? Seriously? Oh, he's badass. Like, I watched him.
Yeah, well, yeah, he said that people mentioned Iron Fist to him. Like,
I watched him fist multiple men. So it's just strange. Yeah.
But we then see that the woman is Arnhaid. He says, you're the only one I can tell everything to. Stay with me. Without you, my world is full of darkness. And we
don't
see
send it to a slave woman
that he's been sleeping with her because he's basically naked. And end of episode. Yikes.
And they made her look better here.
I mean, he probably dolled her up.
They did a thing because when I was watching and I was like, wait, is that my dear, dear Arnhaid that I totally knew the name of? Yeah, because here, I don't know what she's got going on. I don't know how she just looks better in candlelight or what. But.
So what's your thoughts on this situation right here?
This is going to be his downfall. You can't, just a really bad mistake.
I mean, is she a sex slave? Is that what it... Or is she just a slave that he happens to have sex with?
Yeah, I mean, both, right? Because
I mean, I guess it's the same
thing. It's kind of the same thing. Yeah, that's not... Yeah. It's just right now he's kind of got that energy of like where he'd spend $10,000 on OnlyFans and think like the girl cares about him when like they don't. You know what I mean?
Right, she doesn't care about.
No,
what
he's pouring
saying.
His heart out to her, and that it's a situation where like he's clearly in the wrong because don't have a sex slave. That's like I would say one of our number one rules here on the podcast: Don't have a sex slave. But then two, the only way I see this really because all we've ever seen her do is like talk to Einar. So what is it, or Einar? Does she tell him about it, and then Einar does some sort of slick maneuver with that knowledge to get him in trouble? And like, even though he's been the coolest slave owner,
well, how would that get him in trouble though? That's his slave. He can do whatever he wants.
Well, if you start telling, yeah, I don't know.
Like, think about it. The way they acted with his slave earlier, they're like, oh, those are your slaves. You get to do, he can do whatever he wants with them.
It's just clear, like the way that she's acting, you're like, oh God, don't tell her that. I guess I just have only ever seen her talk to Einar. She could talk to anyone. But it's like the thing that you don't want this getting out to is like number one, Thorgil. Number two, I guess, Snake.
That to me, though, the wife slapping her, do you think she kind of has a hint?
Okay, so that is the wife?
Yeah, the missus is like Katil's wife, the older lady, because they're both old.
No wonder you're.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. No wonder he's doing this.
God, you're telling me he aged, which. He still confuses me because he's got a big old belly, but every time I see him, I go, wow, what a guy. You know?
Yeah.
He's kind of fooling me.
It's kind of bitch what he's doing right now, but I think he's a cool dude. And by the way, if my wife looked like that, I would definitely be hitting.
That's what I'm trying to say. Yeah. Like outside of his big old belly, that guy is aging light years better than his wife.
Oh, his wife. Look, I mean, I know men age better than women, but his wife, oh my Lord.
She looks like she's 72. I thought that she was like the teacher or something. I didn't realize that was his wife until you just said that. And I was like, oh, obviously she's like standing right next to him when all this stuff's going down.
And they call her the missus. I love how that's all they call her though. Not the master's wife or anything.
See, I don't know what she's got to know. The wife has got to know.
That's what it seems like it.
Because that's the thing too. He doesn't put on a good act. Like, they already know, like, okay.
Oh, are you talking about him being, like, not the Iron Fist or whatever?
Yeah. Because as far as things that he could tell her, it's not, like, a terrible thing to say. It's just if you get really machismo guys involved, they're going to be like, wait, what? But they're also stupid because if they just paid any attention, they'd be like, oh, yeah, we ship a shit ton of crops to the king so he protects us. We already don't have, like, we're not, it's not like we're defending this place with all we got. This, like, hell, the slaves literally, the slaves literally own 50 acres.
Yes. Yeah.
This isn't exactly the tightest ship around here.
God, that would be so cool to live at that place. I would not. I mean, they get free housing, too. I know it's just a barn and hay, but still.
But, I mean, for what the weather looks like right now, you don't need any more.
Right.
Anything else. Yeah.
End of episode. I thought it was a good episode, though. It's pretty solid.
Yeah, still, every episode we get like this, though, still blows my mind. 7 episodes in, and we're still just doing, like, day-to-day farm tasks.
Yeah, it's so cool. I love it. Farm saga is what they call it.
Yep. Next episode, an empty man. That's good.
But if you want 3 episodes ahead, check out the Patreon, patreon.com/Ronnie and Chad. We also have a little learn a little something about Ronnie and Chad on there, and we have SpongeBob.
Whoa. It's not learn something about Ronnie and Chad. It's learn something with us.
That is true, with us. You'll never learn something from it. You'll always learn it with us.
Yeah.
We're a team, folks.
It's a really good show. Check it out.
It's like when I worked at a restaurant, we always called them guests when they walked through the doors, exactly. Not customers.
No.
But check that out. We're having a lot of fun with Vinland Saga. I hope you are, too.
Yeah. And as you probably already knew this if you just like clicked on, but yeah, we are covering Vinland Saga. So yes, we do also have a SpongeBob SquarePants podcast. You can go check that out. You probably already knew about that because you just assume... Oh, well, if they're covering Vinland Saga, they probably also covered shows like 1999 SpongeBob SquarePants Season 1. So go check that out. That's also on our Patreon. And we'll talk with you soon.
I've been Chatty.
I've been Ronnie.
Peace.
See ya.